From our digital kitchen in Abercrath, a concept production.
Other lands have mountains, but Wales and the Welsh are moulded by them. Dafydd in the Grey Garden was being made from this, for the mother of flesh and the mother of rock who bore him was that landscape of Wales, but in a smaller space and distilled.
Triscoll, the story of a life in youth, disillusionment and eventual fulfilment. Written and performed by Dafydd ap Francis Meilir. Triscoll the Song Cycle. Marwnad, in memory of Edith Mary, his mother.
And tears. They see tears in everything. And the mine agonised by its mortality. Publius Virgil, The Journey of Aeneas.
Tears, tears, tears. In the night, in solitude, tears. On the white shore, dripping, dripping, sucked in by the sand. Walt Whitman, Tears.
All tears and sorrows were hidden from my eyes. Everything was at rest. Free and immortal. Thomas Traherne, The Centuries.
The First Song. A knotwork incantation in the darkness of beginnings. October ends at the great phallic tumulus, Bryn Celli Ddu. Gate of the Ancients, yr Hen Bobol, Tywahad y Danann. There were the Celts, our forefathers, celebrated their new year on Calan Gaeaf, or Samhain, Feast of the Old Ones, the Spirits, the last day of October and November's first.
A verse from the work of Algernon Charles Swinburne. Before the beginning of years, there came to the making of man time with a gift of tears. Grief with a glass that ran, pleasure with pain for leaven, summer with flowers that fell, remembrance fallen from heaven, and madness risen from hell, strength without hands to smite, love that endures for a breath, night the shadow of light, and life the shadow of death.
Some, October done, trauma of time. The sounds which toll around the roll of twilight boom, but likewise babble, chatter. Whispers rhyme shadows and silence, their meaning visible in the fall, such rising hints of a continuum as keeps tradition, as it sunders simple continuity. A music, fractal fierce, a twelfth thought. Must I kill ordered insensate motion, for now, moonlight comely, comes the lovely, dark-tombed, glittering snail, a spiral forwarding a recomposing harmony, the black drum. Boom, boom. Sunset, shadefall, the dark, dark red, wet leaves. Trackless, the mouthing shades return, so dark, the triple dog that bays, wolves sing. She died at the birth of a fall morning. Dead. It was so sudden a thing. Following my foreboding, early I left Rome, my fearful, quaking flight, as though from Troy, later to hear of her October dying. Soft in dumb September's blaze, fruitful and harvested, I'd left her, ever to be thankful in her year's delivery for conflicts mended, and went burning down round Tiber's slow green coils to amber Italy. That month my mother nested in paling light, then thrusting, divested her left life. She, never to be known nor kissed again, died in day's doorway, her naked heart desisting. No kindly hint had come, nor softening expectation, but time was in a guise of torture, tearing her 70 years of mothering from me, from my own family's beginning, and from mine. Her best, the dearest wise flesh, torn from our flesh, incontestable in agony, birthing and bearing a bitter gasp. A groan, no relief, an ending far too soon, upon the stone misborn, a rape of soldiers, delivering too soon the choking child of me, womb-torn into the red behest, the strangling hands of wild Juno, the moon, the rasp of her curved nails, mother to anti-mother. The sun of summer plenty, withered to the winter tomb, shedding sheaves grey from an ugly harvest. September to October. My dead mother, that recent vivid last of her, her leaning memory set perpetual under a sunlit tree. Death unsuspected, yet abiding within a whirl of leaves, a bright and hidden love lighting me, where I being wrought there, rewombed, recast within the matter of my mother, and in my own child, melded deep within her arms. She sang to her in one round clasp, within the sounding sunscape of its strings and years, cradling in dying hands my tiny daughter under the bright and fading wood. Je me souviens des jours anciens et je pleure. Je me souviens des jours anciens et je pleure. Onwards in time I see the tears were seeking their own singing. I was 30. Love, the quiet explosion of my blood, suddenly shedding and mutating, free and timeless, to a lonely, trembling violin, a coffin universe and vast, a womb tumbling and expanding. The spatter, the scatter, is fulfillment's maneuver, greatest richness momentary at the point of disappearance. My snailing tear, a rheum, stitched silver to the slope within its own decay. Welcome, lacrimae rerum. Blood monochrome, the violin burns my heart. Its wound, a chestnut leaf that fires the ground. Its sound, a thousand new fingers, sounding strings. An octave, singing staves. No, but a 12-tone. Lifelong, a fertile trauma of birthing. Note line, 12-thing, fall spring, psalm.
The second song. On Cold Knap Beach at nightfall. February ends in Barry, town focus of the author's childhood.
A verse from the work of Gerard Manley Hopkins. Oh, the mind, mind has mountains, cliffs of fall, frightful, sheer, no man fathomed.
Oh, who is that ghost? That form in the dark with tears? What shapeless lump is that, bent, crouched there on the sand, streaming tears, sobbing tears, throes choked with wild cries. A verse from the work of Walt Whitman.
Another verse from the work of Walt Whitman. For more than once, dimly down to the beach gliding, silent, avoiding the moonbeams, blending myself with the shadows, recalling now the obscure shapes, the echoes, the sounds and sights after their sorts, the white arms out in the breakers, tirelessly tossing, I, with bare feet, a child, the wind wafting my hair, listened long and long.
Land and my mother, your upland wind and swinging sea, your cloud-homed mountain, its tilted torrent spilt to the flat sea sinking, memory encrusted, formed in ecstasy and rancor, in a long recollecting singing as a standing stone is long. That sounding, grounding dollar of fair contradictions as the paradox of daylight fails. Rough and precise as fishermen's fingers, the instrumental wind touches and tunes my skin, and the tide lingers, rumbling up slow, then hisses. Are there such tenderness? Yet here, the jagged thud of war, rusted and smoked, where I, a fearful, cringing child, moved soft along the grey sea's sighing. Among such wild grey smells, the purple and the pearl, a boy's crescendos of the soul, and early praise at school. My opening potential was rising here like some high, mazy corridor, deep down from out the haze and blaze of war, its drone of planes, war's vultures, and its predatory shriek of sirens. But my tides in flood washed the divergent paths away, spilled promise, left no room for things lost ever to live again. And I am old, and here on shelving pebbles to recall my sweep of landscape and admit dry, craggy hollows, slip and slimy wastes to the companionship of mountains. Was it my mother's inexplicable, those frightening furies, opening her each and every red dark morning, that were war predatory on my own resolve? Depressions, melancholy. Yet I weep alike with deep relief and love for her great love with matching tenderness. Such are the mother mountains which endure, but in the balance of the tender combs of cooling moss, curled streams, and light through trees. Death makes life all the more alive. Gaunt tissues of the self, tectonic, grind on the shifting lineaments, lunging the ups and downs in which a life is weighed. The wails within. My sort of wails, articulating in the sea story of the poets. This then, the circumstance and the setting of me, this, my identity, the panting Prometheus of me, pegged out on pebble and sand, pacing the sea, facing Gerard, mastering, beating my body, you metronomes. Be as a plunging prayer, Dalan, heaven in ordinary, George, as eternity rings splendid in darkness, Harry, my singers, penance, the keynote, and regret, Walt, a vocabulary composing me, Thomas, and Thomas, echoes in fulfillment, made an anthem, a whispered vespers, William, a 70 years evening. But poets, psalming my person and my prayer, your meters are in vain tonight to stretch and foot me. No dance comes. I lose the tune. And out of step with magic words conjured, distracted by its span of tears, my unseen heart shuffles apart torn pages from my memories. My mother, physical. Involvement in her family's life, such that she might, down, have snatched her own by suicide, such was her worry and her powerless despair for us, her family. And all her touch was passionate, containing and surrounding. Only, oh God, so parching pebble high, so like a barbed wire coil protecting, but late at last to threaten. Arching cliff-like over all, the windings of a lovely mother-love which bound me bleeding in its rusting barbs, but made the beautiful and unculled outcomes spring fresh fertile tears, fresh streams from consequential wreck, from chill and wrong decisions, tangled in or countering my mother, wrongly made. There so I lasted long, abrading the uneven years when she had gone. Gone, 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 gone. The wave breaks, smashes, slashes, sea chant chances, lances at me. In another country, mother molded, defiant where I should have given way, but also making weak such meek submission when I should have stood, spilling my essence bloody against the wheeling wolves' teeth, willing to be unforgiven for brave and grave inscribing frank fact. High hemic to be seen on the great rocks, cutting and slicing and ivory firm my mouthing hard mercy at the mad mat of ancient time. Now, Voyager, the postulate, not her, but me. Beware Anchises in your idealistic voyaging, Aeneas. Here on the rolling shore, regret then, and the sour self-stripping, naked, bare-born bone to the sea, so late of final recognition. My war wild reconciled. And so was she, the loving sea-flow now, of all my searching loves, who, after dying in a left life, nearly killed me, the war child, her child. So she foresaw so well, and could not know what I would make of her, when wrecked and made on her despair and love. Nor that warring on this beach, this night, I'd live again, and own man-fierce wolf-steady now as my own lonely choices, the 40 years of pain and unexpected joy as my one inward home. One perpetual is what my stone sea voices, parental she foresaw, but could not see me. This me, my melody, a man begun and singing. tears, who hears them echoing? And the awakened song, who counterpoints to that? Now grey my pebbled wails, my memory misted mover of all the soul's saying, and fragile sea, tensioned within the tide by nodal light. Now coloured by uncolour, your delicate arraying which overs me watches my souls here ride, perpetually at anchor. There on the pearl-bright shore the breathless boy stands still, above him spiraled selves, yet one identity, wind the cold stony stare of loss and wound. And I look down, where on the strand silent and pale the lone brown boy looks up and cowers at charcoal charring cliffs, smoking bull's nose, those layered as though flame smelted strata towers. He stares at me unseeing, praying vertiginous hopes, his massive expectation. For the sea mastered him, bulging tides teaching him body in the wild hold of its muscled waves, whose sea breaking was his blind, grey-bundled birthing. But I look down on meagre pools, flat in the sea-seared, burdened stone of what the boy became. These dry were my wasteland, sea-encumbered now, my Deutschland. My gardens, bursting from me, are in bloom ahead, yet to be fecund, storm-lashed, washed foundations in the paling sun for hard growth, shooting, scaling, up in an airy world, wet and still unmade, and a gravelly cavern to the sky. Sheer, pooling pain of getting here. Grey tide swirl in a dark triskel. My central third, 25 years mature, destroyed. Corrupt, corrupted. Youth spilt out, castrated, triply gone in one spin. Ideals and career together by lies ended. Health and content gushed out in agony near to death, and a dead marriage only kind folly ever thought alive. Though to others all seemed well, so very well. So late ended. Dead! Oh, how so rotten, oh God! Lost, a tale spun out, run, too late to recoil. My mother, who dreaming prepared for this, all like a kept meal, heady food, hell and heaven together, either to suffer or forgive, not there, no longer there. For life should be bright with love, she said. Life broke. I seemed betrayed to deathly night. Good men brought me no good. Storm and wrath flooding over warm grounds of blessing. But deepest in the sea's adventure, I am so suddenly self-found and, at the still point, healed. Not quenched by those disasters, errors, sandlocked, but discovered of them. love was found and fed where love had foundered rusty keeled. A gentle, seeking, saving hand. Now, on our salt ship, bailing, sailing, her ocean eyes adored, she of the fine framed face, curled with dark light, is smiling exultation. Skillfully, with emotions overpainting, she matches perfectly my rust and patches with sheer forbearance, and a cheerful patience, and the kind talent of transmuting memory carefully deliberate into well-picked forgetting. She and I, the wheel clasped in conjoined hands, and spiral journeyed into one. Thus, with a prodigal prodigy of fertile progeny, the febrile past was gone. Held back from Avalon, grasped by the moon, so yet my swaying ship is fixed and free. Arthur came Lancelot, got a reflecting family. What waste that is not towered upon by gain, the tears remaining. Life is made resonant by suffering, not by the relief of pain alone, but by suffering and the memories of suffering and the breadth of the injured mind, a song, a counterpointed singing. The wife rechosen, the new bride 50 years in, my passion-altered scenery, tilted, sea-sinking, formed in ecstasy and rancor, and all Wales' tragic comedy is me. We are a lifetime being born, and my mother, not born sufficiently in hers, continues now to groan in mine, and mine, in which I might have been a poor bit player, bearing again in love and children who might not otherwise have been, will go on being born in those, special, unique in them, suffering, not resting, dim outstretched in blood and water, nor in the kindly foam of the warm watered shore where the waves fail and tail upon the enraptured boy. The dark thrust down. A hooded, naked cloud moves down the seas, riding the moon road to wake my night, my land, my destinies. I have seen your word, your work, Lord Llewach, and the sea still sees the forming world in the press of differences, the death of sons of sons. From Catrith deeps I'm flung, contrasted, a moonstruck Heraclitus, climbing and iridescent, my to the sea descent ascends, pulsing up down, my virile sea unspent, who was time's eunuch. Then, a sudden coruscation in the font of twisting atoms, Iris, your bonds, those valencies gripping those only lonely days trapped in the skull, and botched goddess, then so vainly guiding, hurling unplanned creation, ebb and flow mastered, seen from above, longed from below, Juno. Future and past, puzzle patterned together. In me cried the passionate, the lovely emptying, renewed desire for family, for children, my gene gift, and my sudden wider-found bride gift. Life is an endless birthing, a struggle to be uniquely born. Watch them, small and grown mist-eared, looking to me up on the grey cliff of experience, at the grey knap where once I played caverns of fantasies, and down below to my soon green grave. So different their song, and so familiar the tune, never the words. So quantize these rarities of giving and taking, the gifts of needing, being understood. My boys, questing alone in towers, grabbing distinction, my girls in their laughing fort, roomy with welcome, all my shining, impassioned children, gloriously unchosen, breaking the type and choosing me again. Each one is Adam, is Eve to me, unique. Creation's triumph evident in love, singly appropriate, unmeasured, but unshared. It is my mother's heredity, talent and attainment, an epitome better for the fall. Each fall, oh happy fault, and I tolerating then loving their newer way. They, sown, adored and blown, hollowed in the slurry of my tight grey self, a golden childhood, and are all in flower and dancing spiral here beneath the altering moon. My song. Two voices speak in me, but here the passion peaks. My spiral exaltation has, lower in key, my deep self-doubt and self-evaluation as recitative, telling the hard facts of love. How could it be so? For still milk full and wildly wolves howl, the triple dogs bay. Emotions so sheer human faces, clear tears of delight, unbarred, unbidden, surging from deep hidden shining places, challenge calculation, rework perfection, paradoxical. And life then, owe a debt to death, a cruel, dark beauty? Blasted, killed hard, now my daughter, oh my son, find here unwound the inward wails, my marriage bed, night cry, epithalamion. Only that song can tell hollow Dolgellau why the higher Cadair Idris rises from Mouthac's fall, and all the tears told in me, hard entering my bride, in brute wails tender beast, tended by Gelert, while the rough and echoing body thrills in pain in the wolf's jaws gorgeous, make hooded bluebells ring the scent of God's own vision, where by Cothi's banks Hylius pours his blooded verse, eyes not averted to his little, deep, lost son, and makes him deathless, immortal.
Rain. June ends and high July, summer's end, comes in the valley of the tower in Powys.
Mountain high over the vale of the tower, we are at Llangeug above Pont y Dawe, an ancient church. Coal miners have been buried here. Just inside the iron gate is a grave which tells us in Welsh that the dead man paid the price of coal. Shadows then, and echoes in the rain. Old fear underground, being buried or burned, the threat of injury daily. Hard labour, repaid only by the cost to agonised lungs, lungs choking with dust and inflammation. Thick and grey here, the clouds over the church of St. Cuig. Among the few written down, this good man said words we might render thus. The person who looks deepest sees furthest. An old man has come here, hooded, leaning on his stick among the tombs. His tears match the torrent running down the church roof. Sorrows flowing from his face like a river. It is the wraith of an ancient bard, royal indeed, though possibly he is such only in myth. Cluach the Old, the prince poet, hurls out strange words, barely comprehensible to a person who speaks Welsh today, but noble and wonderful in sound.
Ar fryn a erfyn fy mryd a hefyd nim cychwyn, byrfyn haith, diffraith fy nhyddyn. Lle mawel llwm beider y byw, pan orwysg coed tegliw, haf terydd glaf wyf heddiw. Nid wyf anied, miled yn chadwaf, Afdd ar ymred trafod mi gan gog caned. Hyn bîm ceinfa glawg, bîm cyffres eiriawg. Cyn meigid fy eres, gwyr argoed erioed am porthes. Cyn bîm ceinfa glawg, bîm hi am cynhwysig yng nghyfrdi Powys, Paradwys Gymru. Bedwar mae bar hugain a fethiaint fy nghawd, drwy fy nghafawd lle ddeisaint, da dyfig bychod colledaint.
English paraphrases of these verses, dedicated to the Lord Llywarch Hen, from the Red Book of Hergest. I long to sit high upon the hill, but it does not satisfy me. My road is running out, My household lies in ruins. Before the biting winds, the beasts are cowering. Trees are decked brightly with the hues of summer, but today I am sick indeed. Let the cuckoo sing through the day as he will. My fitness is gone. I no longer control companies of soldiers. I cannot even control my own gut. I am weak now, bent low. But once I was a skillful orator. I was known for great deeds. And once the men of Argoid were faithful to me. I am weak now, bent low. Once I was brave and found a welcome in the inns of Powys, the Welshman's paradise. When 24 sons sprang from my flesh and from my tongue they met their doom. I was so quick to command, but it brought their death.
How strange that all the terrors, pains, and early miseries, regrets, vexations, lassitudes interfused within my mind should e'er have borne a part, and that a needful part, in making up the
A verse from the work of George Herbert. Who would have thought my shriveled heart could have recovered greenness? It was gone quite underground, as flowers depart to see their mother root when they have blown. Where they together, all the hard weather, dead to the world, keep house unknown. These are thy wonders, Lord of Power, killing and quickening, bringing down to hell and up to heaven in an hour, making a chiming of a passing bell. We say amiss, this or that is. Thy word is all, if we could spell.
William Wordsworth. How strange that all the terrors, pains, and early miseries, regrets, vexations, lassitudes interfused within my mind should e'er have borne a part, and that a needful part, in making up the calm existence that is mine when I am worthy of myself. William Wordsworth, The Prelude.
A verse from the work of George Herbert. Oh, that I once past changing were, fast in thy paradise, where no flower can wither. Many a spring I shoot up fair, offering at heaven, growing and groaning thither. Nor doth my flower want a spring shower, my sins and I joining together.
A verse from the work of Henry Vaughan. Should poor souls fear a shade or night who came, sure, from a sea of light? Or since those drops are all sent back so sure to thee that none doth lack, why should frail flesh doubt any more that what God takes he'll not restore?
Rain.
The rain falls, thrusts, brambles, try to fix their claws into the smooth texture of what is. Moist in the gentle earth, the skeleton of iron holds still the withered arteries, fossiling stopped flows, those black, dead years of coal. And still tears tear me, their scars not to be seen. But drawn blood washes and nourishes humanity like rain. Have I not mourned till now, my mother, better, other, braver me's, the marring of a lifetime, my ideals defaced, people and friendships gone? But now, aware here in this summer sudden pause of all that went so wrong, and also well, so well, real dereliction swelling and the pus, no tender healing, no wounds closure, yet then self-finding, my family flowering through rain, rethinking, and the pure love at last the best. The ancient fall, the personal capture of histories, and other, sadder, better believing. So the sheer glory of now has burst upon me, here in this valley of former burning pain. Rest now, my mother. Mother, we are born. From where? From pain in birthing and joy? My land is chrysalis, a fine dissolution, making my soul. Whispers, rhyme shadows and silence. Pushing the air, the lupins are lighting tall torches in the rain, where stillness takes fire. And the soft river, scratching its insidious course, cuts time like a blade. There is insistence in everything, force, like giving birth to what we all bear. Did the miner, hacking his coal, know that he carved us? We've wrenched the mould from scrap, in which we cast the new day.
Marunad, the song cycle, lament for a lost mother. This was the first part of the Triskel trilogy for multimedia. The Triskel song cycle was written, produced and performed by Dafydd ap Francis Melier, with the voices of Heather Holt, Lori Olwyn Owen, Faye Richardson and Geraint Davis. Richard Morris sang the song without words, which, with its accompanying variants, was created and performed by Andor ap Dafydd. Consultants on the use of the Welsh language were Gwilym and Ivor Owen. Ravel's La Vallée des Cloches was played on the piano by Philip Sarrow for public domain newsopen.com. This presentation, in loving memory of Edith Mary Hole, was made on the computers in the digital kitchen of Concept Abercraf in Wales and is copyright.